In baseball, Boston's fallen into a two-way tie for first with Tampa Bay in the American League East. Marco Scutaro worked out a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the ninth to push San Francisco past the Red Sox 3-2. In the American League, the Yankees took a pair against Toronto. Chris Stewart hit a go-ahead three-run homer to help New York rally for an 8-4 win over Toronto in the first game of a doubleheader. The Yanks took the nightcap 3-2 on Jason Nick's walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth. Elsewhere, Tampa Bay topped Baltimore 7-4, Minnesota doubled up Detroit 6-3, Houston fell to Texas 4-2, the White Sox blanked Kansas City 2-0, Cleveland bested the Angels 4-1 in 14 innings, and Seattle defeated Oakland 7-4. In the National League, it was the Mets over Atlanta 5-3, Colorado edged Philadelphia 5-3, Arizona 5, Cincinnati 2, the Dodgers took Miami 6-4, Washington doubled up the Cubs 4-2. Milwaukee edged ahead of St. Louis 6-3, and Pittsburgh cruised past San Diego 8-1. Major League Baseball has handed down its punishment for Sunday's incident between Boston pitcher Ryan Dempster and Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez. Dempster received a 5-game suspension for throwing at Rodriguez. Dempster says he won't appeal the penalty. In other news, ESPN reports that Massachusetts State Police recovered a gun they say was used in a 2012 double homicide in Boston, allegedly linked to former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. In the NFL, Eagles' first-year coach Chip Kelly named veteran Michael Vick his starting quarterback. Finally, in tennis, four-time winner and defending champ Serena Williams has been seeded number one for the upcoming U.S. Open. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.